Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, well, about 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her sobriety, which gives her the ability to be empathetic and compassionate towards others, empowering them to make big changes in their lives. So I'm super excited to introduce Erin Shine. Now, Erin is a certified functional health and empowerment coach, and she has over 25 years of experience working with hundreds of clients as a coach, personal trainer, and owner of a fitness and weight loss franchise. Now, Erin has dealt with weight, body image issues, addiction, and depression, and has turned her own struggles, education, and experience into her passion for helping other women live healthy and happy lives. Well, welcome, Erin. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm so honored to be here. I appreciate you asking me to be on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you're empowering women to work through those challenging struggles that they're having with their bodies so that they can, finally enjoy life more. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Excellent. Thank you. I love to help women. It's my passion.
Yeah. And it's always top of mind question for me. Exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice and become, a certified functional health and empowerment coach?
Yeah, thank you. I've always wanted to help others. I was in nursing in my younger years and moved into more of a proactive approach with health related personal training and nutrition, and as opposed to helping with the disease.
Right.
So I just really loved that. And through my struggles, I understood that being proactive and creating some healthy habits was really key to lifelong changes. And I wanted to empower others to do that for themselves. And the inspiration was really just not wanting to be reactive with diseases and be more proactive with helping people live healthier and happier from a place of empowerment.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's always more fulfilling to help people stay out of the
Yes.
hospital. And although we love the work that you did as a nurse, obviously very beneficial there. But
Yes.
yeah, the whole transition into helping empower people versus simply react after situations have happened. So yeah, I love that. And
Yeah.
obviously this has been a passion for many, many years, 25 years. My goodness, that is
Yes.
impressive that you've been supporting people in their pursuit of, better health and happiness. So, but I'm curious here, has your business mission or vision evolved over the course of that time?
It has. My first business was 13 years ago, where I owned a fitness and weight loss franchise and loved that. And just 3 years ago, moving to the online space as a coach. And it's just opened up a whole new set of doors and struggles, of course, too. But that vision has changed because now, I work with sober women as well. And so not only the health of of just every woman, but women that are also trying to stay sober and not turn back to some of the coping mechanisms that they're so used to. So my vision has changed and evolved over the years. Absolutely.
Yeah. It sounds like you're fine tuning who you really enjoy working with. And, you know, obviously when you create a business that is so fulfilling for you, it has even a bigger impact for your clients. So yeah, I love that. And obviously, you know, like you said, having a fitness franchise, having a physical location where people come in and, you know, they get excited about all the equipment or the classes and everything else. They can see that. Now you're working as a coach. It's created a whole different dynamic. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way with this new focus?
Oh, absolutely. You know, mindset's a big thing, and having to be at a physical location at a certain time and knowing who you're going to be seeing that day is really different than getting out of bed and going down to your office.
Right.
And so learning to have that mindset that I am going to work, and setting some boundaries around my work schedule has been a really big part of learning how to run an online business. And just, you know, I've had some people in my life as well that have expectations of what I should have been or what I should be doing that I had to face. And that's been a big part of me really standing in my own, on my own, and being persistent and believing in myself and my abilities and what I really wanted to do and be passionate about helping others to continue the course.
Yeah. That does create a new level of frustration and challenges when those that are, you know, in your circle, right? They're people in your lives, and they extend their shoulds on you in terms of their expectations or judgment. And, and it's not easy transitioning from a physical franchise, you know, where you do have all the great workout equipment, and like I said, classes and all that, into, you know, your own business that you're extending your expertise and trying to make a difference that way. So, well, can you share maybe one technique that you used in helping yourself manage those people that were trying to help you, but maybe weren't so helpful with all their shoulds and, you know, added comments from, you know, that weren't necessarily beneficial. Well,
yeah.
What are some ways that you use to really deal with that or help keep your mindset right?
Yeah, it's not as much about, you know, me talking to them, but about just showing myself that I can do it. And one of the practices that I have brought into my life as an entrepreneur and working from home is a morning routine. It really helps me get my mindset straight from the beginning of the day. And it allows me some downtime to just settle into the day and enjoy my coffee and some quiet time and just to get focused. And that really helps me stand in my beliefs and values to be able to move forward throughout the day. So I can handle, I'm more prepared to handle whatever comes along.
Right. Yeah. I love that. It's amazing how 30 minutes of intentional time to really, you know, every athlete does that, right? They don't just, time to run a race. No, you see them like they're really getting into their routine. You know, they have this kind of pre-race, it's almost obsessive compulsive behavior, but it's a routine that sets them up for success. And so, yeah, I love that you've really established that for yourself. And that's definitely a great thing to be mindful of. So that's awesome. And obviously, Erin, you are an expert at helping women make those better choices and empower them so that they can live healthier lives and love their bodies and enjoy more happiness. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, well, you know, I really thought when I first moved to the online space that I could post on social media and the people would come. If you build it, they will come.
Right.
And it's not the case. And I did find that I needed to create a client enrollment process. And that's been a learning curve for me because I had one when I had my franchise. You know, I had a specific client enrollment process there. And I really needed to take a look at what do I need to do to make sure that we're the best fit for each for working together for each other. Mm-hmm. And so I do consultations and just explain, you know, what my programs involve and find out a little bit more about where they are. And that's been it's been a learning curve, but I feel like it, you know, I do well with it. I would love to have a little more streamlined way of creating a sales process, but that's all in the learning process of being an online in the online space as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, no, you're definitely not alone in that kind of a frustration and struggle with, okay, so I've got this work that I'm doing that so many people really could benefit from. And so I'm just going to, you know, join some groups or, you know, get a Facebook business page going and start posting and then hello, you know, right. How come people aren't knocking on my door? You know, what's going on here? You know, and the interesting thing is with social media, you know, it's so busy, right? There's just so much going on. And even when you have a nice following and you post something, because of the algorithms and all those complexities, not everybody sees your post too. You know, that's right. Also the frustration. You know, you can post something, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody sees it. Mm-hmm. So all these things add to frustrations and challenges in getting, you know, potential clients interested in stepping forward. So yeah, I'd be happy to provide you with a little insight as to something that might increase the, you know, the process or your success with getting more people into your, do you call it a discovery conversation? Is that what you call it? Or a consult?
Consultation.
Yeah. So the thing is within your focus, the work that you do, let's face it, there's a lot of differing ideas on how people can lose weight, on how people can manage their weight, on how people can maybe even solve depression or, you know, not so much the addiction, but definitely within the weight management area, there is, you know, you're going head to head with millions of dollars of marketing from a lot of huge corporations. So, right. So that makes it tricky right there. So the best thing to do is what I help my clients understand is viewing social media as like you're standing in a really busy airport where people are just coming and going and they might sit for a little while, but then they're up and they're heading to a flight or they get off a flight and they're heading to the baggage. And there's just this constant movement of, you know, people. It's just like the sea of people going every which direction. And you're standing there and, you know, you have this really great opportunity and obviously a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, you're trying to get people's attention. And so how do you do that? Well, you could have a placard or a sign, and that's known as advertising, right? When you just say, here's what I do. Mm-hmm. But how do you engage in a conversation? How do you find the people that even are interested in making a change in their life? You know, because just because they have maybe a weight issue or something like that doesn't necessarily mean they're ready to make changes.
Right.
And so what it comes down to is creating a presence through your profile or through some of the groups that allows others to learn about what you do. And social media, if you don't do Facebook ads, you know, or paid ads on Instagram or that kind of thing, organic traffic is a slower process, but it's basically comes down to having genuine conversations with people. And the way that you can, only way that you can find out if they're even worth talking with regarding their weight or their depression or their addiction is if they respond to you and The easiest way to do that is to present an offer such as a free content. Free content is one of the first steps for people to learn more about the work that you do and, you know, gain some value. They are able to make some, you know, improvements within the areas that you have expertise. So you share some of your great wisdom through an easy guide or a checklist or a, you know, a cheat sheet or something that's geared specifically towards your ideal client. And that gives you a way to reach them and get them more basically aware of your unique approach and philosophy and what sets you apart from other options.
Great.
And then from there, you know, there's a whole series of things that happen, but that's the easiest way really to start the conversation and get people to, you know, fully understand how you are different and start to create that trust and understand your expertise and, you know, some of those critical elements that are required in a business transaction. So it's one of those things where you have to really understand it's more of a marathon than a sprint, but fast tracking the process through free content is, you know, one of the most proven ways of attracting your ideal potential client through your messaging. So, and obviously I can talk on and on and on about this, but that's not what this show is all about. The main thing is I wanted to give you a little bit of insight that will help move the needle a bit.
Thank you.
And, you know, give you a little bit more success beyond just social media posts that are then like, well, hello, you know, how come you aren't responding to me? So that's, that's definitely one of the things that does work really well. So hopefully that will add a little bit of not more work, but more effective efforts.
Yes, thank you.
So, and you know, Erin, it's interesting to me because the work that you do really speaks to what has been going on for so many people through the pandemic, right? The pandemic has triggered a lot of, you know, weight issues, a lot of stress, a lot of coping that we've had to do over the past, 2 years now with regard to financial pressures, obviously health issues and fears, and just a disrupting to the routines that has created some health and weight issues. So can you, you know, share a little bit about the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Oh, sure. And yes, it's such a stressful time the last couple of years. And one of the things that I teach is really looking at what can you control versus what you can't control, which is so much as of what we were going on with the pandemic, and people were experiencing so much more stress, and they're going through old coping mechanisms,
right,
with food or drinking or, you know, being lethargic and not working out because the gyms were closed. There was a lot of impact that that had on others' mental well-being, which is really huge. And so taking a look at what we can control is one of the things that I love to help people see and figure out for themselves. And that's where I really started my morning routine, was during the pandemic. That was something that when I was at the time where I could just, you know, sleep in and, you know, make excuses and start eating or staying up late and watching Netflix, I had to start kind of doing something for myself that got me grounded and set. And that was something I could control. And so that is something that I help my clients really figure out what will help them that they can have some control over. And whatever it is for them, whether it's a morning routine or maybe getting up and taking a walk or, you know, staying in bed and reading out of a passage or inspirational book or doing something like that every morning, whatever it is for them, that's going to help them get grounded and set and feel confident that they can make the best choices for themselves that day.
Right. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense, especially understanding that you really, you know, a lot of your philosophy is around being proactive versus reactive.
Right.
That's been It sounds like something that you've lived by, you know, from early on. And so it stands to reason that that would be something that, you know, you've noticed is key to people being able to take charge of their lives and not just get swept up in the stress. Obviously, there's been a lot beyond the pandemic as well, you know, with this, right, all the social things that have been going on and cultural and all that. So yeah, I love that, yeah, to really understand what we can control. Well, Erin, how do you work with women who do want to finally stop struggling with weight or their body image issues or addiction or even depression? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, I have what I call the Shine method. And okay, it's really not
it's your last name, Shine.
It is my last name.
Okay. Yes.
And it's not about necessarily weight loss or one specific modality as far as like your people do come to me for weight loss. That is a big part of, you know, people want to help. Health, and that is one thing that they come to me for, but it's more about getting into knowing yourself, honoring yourself, and trusting yourself. And that is learning and healing some of the things that we've been through will help with the outsource or the outer body of weight. You know, mm-hmm, that's kind of our weight issues sometimes are what is a symptom of what's really going on internally. And so the Shine method gets into, on a deeper level, getting to know and love and trust themselves on a deeper level. So they make different choices that feel good for them.
Nice.
As opposed to finding food or, you know, coping mechanisms that are hindering their weight loss or adding to their weight gain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Basically creating more stress, right? Because it's
exactly,
oh, I just ate that. Now I hate myself. And oh, right, geez, I can't believe that I can't stay on this diet, or, you know, that adds, yeah, to that whole thing. So I love that.
And I call that the shame cycle, and that's very real. And we, you know, getting away from shame or what you should be doing is a big part of the Shine method. Mm-hmm. And being to a point where you have grace and forgiveness for yourself and love for yourself rather than beating yourself up is a huge part of healing.
Yeah, that is powerful. Yeah, I love that. And obviously there's so much of that. It's complex. It's not as easy as just, oh, okay, well, I think today I'm going to, you right, know, love myself. No, there's a lot of stuff that has to be gone through in order to get, you know, a person to that genuine state of, you know what, I am who I am and I love who I am. That's right, a huge transformation. So yeah.
Right. Oh. And then having someone by your side as you go through different struggles is really important. Having that, mm-hmm, not only accountability, but that person that can, has been where you are and has, yeah, learned and has come out the other side is really important to know that, give people hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what I love, being that person.
Yeah. That's your superpower, right? Yeah. When I was bringing you into the show, yeah, the compassion and just having walked the walk and, yeah, having that just full open compassion. So yeah, I love that. Definitely. Yeah. Very powerful work that you do. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this and your expertise and the work that you're doing?
Yeah. You know, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Okay. My Facebook is Shine Health Coaching and Instagram it's Shine Health Coach. I do have a couple women's groups within Facebook. And then I do offer a lot of just different weekly shows that kind of come and go. I change it to different days to get to different people, but just, you know, that's social media is really where it is for me right now.
Okay, perfect. And there was just a little blip. So your Facebook handle again is Shine Health Coaching. Coaching. Okay, perfect. Shine Health Coaching. And Instagram is
Shine Health Coach. Yes.
Coach. Okay, perfect. All right. Awesome. Well, Erin, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, or businesses, right? What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Keep going.
I have been where I've wanted to quit many times. And again, that's kind of where you get grounded and find out why you want to start your own business or why you're in this business in the first place.
Right.
And to believe in yourself and to not give up.
Yeah. Yeah. That is sage advice right there, to just remember why you started.
Yeah.
And keep going. No matter what.
No matter what.
At that moment, you had clarity, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, building a business, life, that all tends to muddy things. But go back to that original moment of inspiration and keep going. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that. I love that. Well, you know, Erin, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work as a nurse, you know, and then providing obviously very impactful work for people as a nurse, but now this work that you're doing as a certified functional health and empowerment coach, where you're helping women with weight, with their body image issues, with addiction, or with depression, so that they can live healthier, happier lives and enjoy life. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate everything, Wendy.
And again, for our listeners, you can reach Erin Shine through Facebook, and that's Shine Health Coaching, as well as follow her on Instagram, and that's Shine Health Coach. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Erin Shine. And as always, here's to your success.